I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited's show on part three of Grammy Winners in My Collection. We're going to start with a version of Baby Won't You Please Come Home, sung by Shirley Horn. And it's from her album, I Remember Miles, which was the best vocal recording in 1999. Shirley Horn on vocal and piano, Buck Hill tenor, Ron Carter bass, and Al Foster on drums in 1997.
Your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain never no more to call your name. That will never keep us apart. Every hour in the day, you can hear your baby say, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? Thank you. cause that should never keep us apart. Every hour in the day, you can hear your mama say, baby, 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 won't you please come home? I need your loving, baby, baby, won't you please come home? I want my daddy, come on, come on. Come on home. Mm.
You're listening to Grammy Winners in My Collection, Part 3, on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. And we heard Baby Won't You Please Come Home from Shirley Horn's Grammy-winning I Remember Miles. This was the best vocal recording in 1999. Shirley is heard on vocal and piano with Buck Hill on tenor, Ron Carter bass, and Al Foster drums. And that was recorded in 1997. We've got Wynton Marsalis, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, McCoy Tyner and Pharoah Sanders, and the Dave Holland Big Band. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one from Michael Brecker. The tune is called Cool Day in Hell. And the CD is called Wide Angles, which was the best large ensemble recording of 2004. And Brecker is heard on tenor here with an 11-piece ensemble that has a string quartet embedded in it and a St. Louis violinist, Joyce Hammond, is heard on that one. And it's a 2003 recording, and that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. That was A Cool Day in Hell from the Grammy Award-winning Wide Angles. And that's the Best Large Ensemble in 2004. And Michael Brecker is the leader of that group. It's a 11-piece group with a string quartet embedded in it. The recording was made in 2003. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz Grammy Winners in My Collection, Part 3. Part 4 will be along in the last Sunday of the month. And we've got McCoy Tyner and Dave Holland coming up. And now we have a station break. And Wynton Marsalis will play J Mood from the CD of the same name, which is the best instrumental of 1986. Wynton's on trumpet, Marcus Roberts piano, Robert Hurst bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And then Art Blakey's New York Scene, the best instrumental in 1985. We'll play Oh, By the Way. Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Donald Harrison alto, John Toussaint on tenor, Mulgrew Miller piano, Lonnie Plaxico bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And that's a 1984 recording.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is part three of Jazz Grammy Winners in My Collection. And we heard a set of two. The first one was J Mood. That's the best instrumental album of 1986 by Wynton Marsalis. And then New York Scene, best instrumental album of 1985. And it's Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. We have a station break, and we are going to take the show out with a couple of things. The first one is McCoy Tyner's Blues for Coltrane, a tribute to John Coltrane, the best instrumental album of 1989. And the tune is Coltrane's The Promise. And Pharoah Sanders is heard on tenor, with McCoy Tyner piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Recorded in 1987. And then David Holland's Best Large Ensemble, 1999, recording Overtime, Triple Dance with Holland on bass, and Gary Simoleon on baritone, and Robin Eubanks on trombone. And this is a 2001 recording. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closes Jazz Grammys in My Collection, Part 3, right here on Jazz Unlimited. We heard McCoy Tyner's group playing The Promise from the Grammy-winning Best Instrumental in 1989, Blues for Coltrane, a tribute to John Coltrane. Pharoah Sanders was heard on tenor with McCoy Tyner. And then David Holland's big band played Triple Dance from Overtime, which was Best Ensemble in 2006. And it's a 2001 recording. And now, got to remind you that next Sunday night, from 9 to midnight, we're having our Keys and Strings Hour and new music. Have a good week, and we'll see you then.